This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi there, you're listening to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Tuinareo o Te Hapori, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and today, as promised last week, we're going to do a deeper dive into what is spoon theory and pacing and how to apply it. Stick around for that, but first, a shout out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that, we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence, and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Kia ora, everyone. So here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, we have this number 8 wire mentality, which is a double-edged sword. It teaches us to be resilient, but it also teaches us that if we can't harden up, we are failing. For those with long COVID, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, or any other mental health conditions or chronic health conditions, this cultural pressure is the primary driver of stigma. We must understand that health is not just the absence of an illness or a virus. Remember Te Whare Tapawha, the framework or model for holistic health created by Sir Mason Durie and used largely here in New Zealand, Aotearoa. The model that, you know, gives you the image of a whare or a house with four walls. So you have your taha tinana, your physical health, your taha hinengaro, your mental health, your taha wairua, your spiritual health, and your taha whanau, your family and social health. For example, if your taha tinana, your physical health wall is damaged, you cannot simply think your way out using taha hinengaro, your mental health strength. All walls need attention for you to be well. Stigma suggests these walls are independent, but science shows they are load-bearing for one another. If you are being stigmatized, your stress levels spike, draining your physical energy even faster. Now, why spoons and why we talk about spoon theory? The creator of spoon theory, her name is Christine Miserandino. In 2003, Christine sat in a diner with a friend. Her friend asked, What does it feel like to have lupus? And lupus is a chronic condition that Christine was living with. Christine didn't use medical terms like autoimmune. She looked around the diner and grabbed 12 spoons. Christine explained that, you know, for folks that are healthy and don't have a chronic condition or a mental health condition, you have infinite spoons. It's like a big drawer from a restaurant filled with cutlery. But for someone living with chronic conditions and a mental health conditions, your energy is finite. So she used the 12 spoons to represent your energy levels. And she explained, for example, the morning text for a healthy person waking up is cost neutral. But for someone with a chronic illness or depression, for example, waking up in a brain fog or with unrefreshing sleep costs you maybe 2 spoons. Healthy people make choices based on desire. But spoonies, as you know, chronic people living with chronic health challenges and mental health challenges, nicknamed spoonies, they make choices based on survival. Do I shower because a shower would take 2 spoons, or do I make a healthy lunch, which also costs 2 spoons? If I do both, I have 8 spoons left for an 8-hour work day. The math literally does not add up. For those with anxiety or chronic PTSD, spoons are lost to a background, all the background processes. Hypervigilance is like having 50 apps running in the background of your phone. You aren't using the phone, but the battery is dying. This is why just sitting there can still be exhausting. Now, what is the actual science behind that crash? For example, if you have long COVID or chronic fatigue syndrome. Remember the mitochondria? We mentioned the mitochondria here before. The mitochondria is the part inside of your cell that produces energy to be used throughout your whole body. The broken power plant. Why do we crash? Research in the Lancet, which is a scientific journal, and by Tefatu Water, suggests that in long COVID and chronic fatigue syndrome, the mitochondria, which is the engines in your cells, are malfunctioning. They literally cannot produce enough energy at the rate you are spending it. When you exceed your energy envelope or the amount of energy that you have for the day, your body will switch to anaerobic metabolism. This produces lactic acid and toxins that your body cannot effectively clear. This is the delayed crash. It usually hits 24 to 48 hours after the activity. And this is why it's so difficult sometimes, even for us living with those conditions, to relate that the crash we're feeling today happened because of an activity we done 2 days ago or 1 day ago. And this is called post-exertional malaise, or PEM. This delay is the greatest source of stigma. People see you at the barbecue on Saturday and assume you're all better. But they don't see that you're bedbound on Monday and Tuesday paying all that spoon debt. Now let's talk about pacing. What is pacing, and how can you use it? Number one, you have the 70% rule. Clinical evidence suggests you should stop when you feel you have 30% of your energy left. If you feel tired, you have already overspent your energy. Tool number two is heart rate pacing, the biohack. Many New Zealanders are now using health rate monitors. A general rule of thumb for the spoonie or us living with chronic conditions and mental health conditions, is to try and keep your heart rate below a certain threshold, often calculated as 220 minus your age times 0.6. If your watch beeps, you sit down, like immediately sit down. For a lot of people, that will be 100 beats per minute. Tool number three, aggressive rest or dark rest. That's correct. Aggressive rest. Resting is not scrolling on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or Pinterest or anything digital. Your brain burns roughly 20% of your daily calories. Processing blue light in social media, it's a spoon drain. It's like literally draining your energy. You have a leak. Aggressive rest means no phone, no music or podcasts, an eye mask on. 15 minutes every 2 hours. Tool number four, activity logging. So keep a diary for 1 week. Rate every activity from 1 to 5 spoons. You will often find invisible drains. For example, a 30-minute phone call with a stressful relative or a stressful friend. It could cost more than a 20-minute walk. You can Google, go online, look for spoon theory, look for templates and examples if you want to see some how others rate their energy. It is very personal and it takes a little bit of trial and error. So just give yourself 12 spoons to start with. It's a good number of spoons. And start seeing, rating the activities of how many spoons it will take. And then you need to divide the activities that you have to do into your bare minimum or the essential activities to keep you alive. The activities that you should do often to keep yourself well, but you can skip it a day or so. And then the activities that actually, if you don't have enough energy left, you can skip. So this way you can actually choose and pick what you actually do with your energy levels, and you can make informed decisions. And I find the most powerful thing about spoon theory and figuring this out for yourself is actually having the words to explain to people around us why you wanted to go to the barbecue, you wanted to go to the party, or you wanted to do the phone call. But by the time you got to the point of thinking about it and getting ready, you realized that you had to choose between the barbecue or the phone call and making yourself a nutritious dinner or having a shower that day. Let's talk about our workplaces and our rights and accommodations. So a lot of us, unfortunately, can't work. And that's totally understandable, and you may be on benefit, or you may just be looking after yourself. You may be working part-time hours or casual hours or even just volunteering when you can. But some of us still manage to work, like myself. I still manage to work full-time because I'm very fortunate to have an incredibly understanding and accepting workplace. So under the Human Rights Act of 1993, you have the right to reasonable accommodations. Now, stigma says you are asking for favors, right? The law says your employer has a duty of care to ensure you can work safely. Now, what are those accommodations, for example? You could ask for cognitive breaks, like 10 minutes of silence for every 50 minutes of work. Sensory management. Potentially, if you're feeling overwhelmed by noise or light, noise-canceling headphones or earplugs, or maybe even having dimmed lighting. Phased return, working 5 hours a week and increasing by only 10% every fortnight. Or remote work, you could discuss a hybrid work accommodation, eliminating the commute spoon to save it for the work spoon. So you could potentially manage to do some of your work from home and manage to get that accommodation discussed with your boss. If you want to go a little bit deeper and read a bit more into the evidence, some of the evidence I shared here today, some of the resources can be found on the ANZMES, the Associated New Zealand ME Society, which is anzmes.org.nz. The Long COVID Support New Zealand, which is longcovid.org.nz. And as mentioned in last week's episode, the Long COVID Support Aotearoa group page on Facebook is incredibly supportive and full of information. The Mental Health Foundation New Zealand, which is mentalhealth.org.nz. And the Health Pathways New Zealand, which is the clinical guides your GP uses. You can ask your doctor to look up fatigue management into the Health Pathways New Zealand. Sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508 828 865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now, this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
Before we close, let us sit with these core concepts one more time. I understand that assimilating this information when you are in a brain fog or tired or finding difficult to concentrate will be quite difficult. So let's just try and simplify it and let's call it the golden rules. So one, we talked about te whare tapawha. So protect your whare, protect your house, which is your whole well-being, your whole self. Remember, you have four walls: tinana, physical; hinengaro, mental; wairua, spiritual; and whānau, social. If one wall is weak, the others must provide support, not criticism. Stigma is a structural threat to your entire house. Secondly, respect the spoon. Energy is a biological currency. If you have 12 spoons and you use 13, you are in spoon debt. Debt is always paid back with interest in the form of a physical crash. Remember, third, the crash is physical, post-exertional malaise. It's not all in your head. It is mitochondrial failure. Your cells are literally struggling to produce the fuel required to keep you upright. Fourth, stay in the envelope. Pacing is the only medication we currently have for long COVID and chronic fatigue syndrome. Use the 70% rule. Stop before you're tired. Use your heart rate as a check engine light. Fifth, rest is active. Aggressive rest. The dark room, the silence, is the most productive thing you can do to repair your mitochondria. And six, the law is your shield. You're entitled to reasonable accommodations. You're not a burden. You are an employee, ensuring your own sustainability. I know it can be hard to go and be courageous and advocate for yourself, maybe at work, maybe at the place you volunteer, sometimes maybe with your family and friends. But it is very important, because if you don't try and put some boundaries in place, if you don't try and create an environment that works for you long term, you won't manage. You just get worse. So try. And if you need help, find a trusting friend, a family member, an advocate, a peer worker, someone that can support you into those discussions. Dismantle this stigma in your own head first. Stop calling yourself lazy. You are a master budgeteer, managing a complex biological reality. Pacing is not giving up. It is an act of radical self-discipline. So protect your spoons, watch your energy envelope, be kind to your little house. Just to finish up, I would love to share about this app called Bearable I came across while doing research for this episode. It's spelled B-E-A-R-A-B-L-E. And this is the gold standard for an app for spoon theory and pacing. It's a tracking app that proves the link between what you do and how you feel. It is the digital version of a spoon diary. What tools does it have? It has a symptom score, which rate pain, fatigue, or mood between 0 to 4. And this helps you track your tefare tapafa. Factors. Tap simple icons for what you did, such as work, shower, socializing, weather. These are your spoon spins. Energy levels, a dedicated slider to log your spoon count throughout the day. The insight tools, the why, correlation. The app automatically flags patterns such as on days you do housework, your fatigue is 30% higher the next day. Also the crashes, it visualizes the delayed crash showing how a Saturday boom causes a Monday bust. Advocacy tools. You can actually export a PDF of all the data that you gather through the app and use this for, you know, doctor's visits, ACC appointments, WINS appointments to share with your support person, employer, anyone that you find that this will be important. I'll go into a bit more detail about this app, Bearable, at a later episode. But for now, this is all we have time for today. Take care, and I'll catch you next week on the Fighting Stigma Show right here on Free FM 89.0.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.